sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you, Hank Williams Jr. Country folks indeed can survive. And two of us are here tonight, George from Maryland. Hi, George.
Good to be here, James.
And this is James Kelso, live from North Dakota, and with you, wherever you are. If you want to get in on the show tonight, it's easy. Just call the engineers at Republic Broadcasting in Austin, Texas, where all that excitement took place yesterday as the anti-sanctuary city illegals tried to make some noise in the state capitol, and patriots there in Texas on the floor of the state legislature in Austin called ICE. They called immigration to round up the people in the galleries that were yelling and trying to disrupt the orderly business of Texas government. And the anti-sanctuary city bill that is now being enforced in Texas, including on sanctuary city Austin, by Texas's Governor Abbott. All very exciting. And the how appropriate, George. Hey, bring in the federales, you know, round them up, load them onto buses. End of that demonstration.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yep. More excitement today. Another great 24 hours in the Trump era, as you put it so well, George. Something I want to cover tonight: Pat Buchanan has been on a tear. He's got three columns in a row. I'm not going to read all three of them. Couldn't do it in our short show. But you, when you have a chance, do yourself a favor. Read Pat Buchanan's last three columns, entitled "After the Confederates, Who's Next?" Followed by "A Special Prosecutor for Criminal Leaks." That's a winner. And then today, Pat Buchanan topped himself with the author, remember, of Suicide of the West, one of his great books. I've got a copy right here beside me, or Suicide of a Superpower, and I have that book. Then also Death of the West. And the column today is Breakup of the West by Patrick J. Buchanan. And this one I'm going to read. It's pretty short. It's short. And I'll skip a few paragraphs, so I'll give that to you, too. Now, if you want to get in on the show, talk about Pat Buchanan, talk about the mini riot in the Austin government, if you want to call it that. Cage match, fist fight arena. Call us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, you know, in fact, that scene in the Austin Capitol, George, Breakup of the West, that's kind of right along Buchanan's theme here. Here's what he says. By the time Air Force One started down the runway at Naval Air Station Sigonella in Sicily, to bring President Trump home, the Atlantic had grown markedly wider than it was when he flew to Riyadh. In a Munich beer hall Sunday, Angela Merkel confirmed it. Europe must begin to look out for itself, she said. Quote, take our fate into our own hands. The times in which we could rely fully on others are somewhat over, unquote. Merkel's apprehensions are understandable. A divorce could be in the cards. During his visit to NATO in Brussels and the G7 in Sicily, Trump, with both his words and body language, revealed his thinking on who are friends and who are freeloaders. I like that Pat includes the recognition that Trump does communicate with his body language, as he did yesterday in his in the commemoration he gave at Arlington National Cemetery, when he said that we have to preserve the values that these men died for, preserve the country they died for, and then he said, with a space between each words, for the next 1,000 years. He meant it. Long before arriving, Trump had cheered Brexit, the British decision to quit the EU, and shown a preference for nationalist Marine Le Pen in the French election, won handily by Emmanuel Macron. But when it comes to leaders, Trump seems to prefer Dekaus to student council types. Now, I don't know what the references are. Dekaus is a fraternity at Cornell in Ithaca, New York. I don't know what the reference is. I missed it. Maybe one of you out there gets it. He has hailed Vladimir Putin as a strong ruler and very smart. In Riyadh, Trump declared King Salman a wise man. He calls China's Xi Jinping a great guy and welcomed Turkish autocrat Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the Oval Office. When Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has imprisoned and killed thousands of the Muslim Brotherhood, came to visit, Trump said, he's done a fantastic job in a very difficult situation. In a phone call, Trump also praised Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who has had narcotics dealers gunned down in the streets, for doing, and then here's Donald Trump's words, an unbelievable job on the drug problem, unquote. And where Trump was photographed by the Russians grinning broadly with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, his confab with Merkel was marked by a seeming reluctance to shake hands. But the disagreements with Europe are deeper than matters of style. Trump and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson have indicated that in dealing with foreign nations, U.S. support for democratic norms. Well, you know what, folks? Now, I'm reading this column for the first time. And you know what? Pat Buchanan, I disagree with you. I really disagree with the whole premise of your column. It's a rare day that Kelso disagrees with Trump.
Disagreeing with Pat Buchanan, I didn't care for his article in American Free Press where he had Trump is Nixon and he's going to go down in flames because the mainstream media will clean his clock. But carry on.
Well, anyway, this is weak logic, I think. You know, I mean, it's hard for me to get these words out, but I don't like Buchanan's logic. Trump has not communicated to me that he has any love of dictators at all. That wrong, 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 Pat. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You got that one completely upside down. And and Trump's propensity, you know, this is his style. With anybody he's meeting with, just about anybody, he's likely to say, well, he said to Emmanuel Macron, he gave him a strong handshake, and he said, you know, well done on your great victory. That's the way that doesn't mean he loves Emmanuel Macron. It means he's a good negotiator, and he realizes Emmanuel Macron is now the president of France, and he's going to be dealing with Emmanuel Macron. He'd rather deal with Marine Le Pen, but unfortunately, she came in second place, which means she lost. And so Pat Buchanan, the whole first part of his column here is wrong. rare that I disagree this strongly.
We'll carry on in a second. Just remember, Pat Buchanan had a chance to fix this, and he put a left-wing black female on his ticket.
Yes, yes, he's made.
What else do we need to talk about?
Well, the so let's forget that column. It's really weak. It's really weak. I'm surprised. You know, there must be nights when Pat Buchanan's been up all night, or it didn't all come together for him. And the two previous columns, I should have led with those. I can't now. A special prosecutor for criminal leaks. Buchanan nails it right there. The leaks of conversations from the Oval Office. Well, here, listen to what Buchanan says. He says, those who leaked this information to hurt Trump and those who published this in the belief it would hurt Trump, that's the newspapers, see themselves as the resistance. And they seemingly see themselves as above the laws that bind the rest of us. And then he goes on, I'll skip a little
bit.
Right
about that. They certainly do think they are above the law.
Yes. Which brings us to the point, he writes later, the adversary press asserts in its actions a right to collude with and shelter disloyal and dishonorable officials who violate our laws by leaking secrets that they are sworn to protect. Why do these officials become criminals, and why do the mainstream media protect them? Because this CD bargain is the best way to advance their common interests. He says, for the media, bringing down Trump is also good for business. I'll skip a little more. He says, when Trump gets home from his trip, and you asked George what should be the first three things he should do, here's Buchanan's suggestion. He should direct the Justice Department to establish an office inside the FBI to investigate all illegal leaks since his election and all security leaks that are de facto felonies, and name a special prosecutor to head up the investigation. And we might add prosecution and conviction of these SOBs. And I would go for prosecution not only of the thieves who stole the information. I would also prosecute, as the police do all the time, the fences who peddled the information. That is the newspapers and the TV stations. I would prosecute them as well.
And the only question is, will he do it?
Yeah. Well, I think he already is. I think we've got news that he has been tossing leakers out of his government, out of his administration, and he is aggressively pursuing them. Let me take a look. Let me see if we've got any callers hanging on the line here. Let me just do that little bit of housekeeping. As I mentioned, that this program is brought to you 6 days a week by the American Freedom Party. And our website, all too infrequently mentioned here on the show, just for lack of time, is theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us. And there you will find that our small and valiant party has been cheering on the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, the Trump effect, pretty much since day one of that first week when Donald Trump announced his platform, which we in the American Freedom Party, we were, in the middle of a board of directors meeting reflecting on what had just happened, the planks to the Trump platform, and we realized they are the same as our planks, not identical, but very, very close. And so here was a man who surged immediately to the front of the Republican primary pack, immediately started trouncing Jeb Bush, and so we endorsed Donald Trump early on, and we found ways to help out. This radio show is one of them, and I thank you so much. The folks that call in regularly, they call in to my phone number, 701-317-5317. Thank you for these phone calls. I can tell you I've never had a negative phone call, and some of the phone calls are really, really encouraging to me. And thank you very much for what you folks say about this show. And especially, you talk about how encouraging this show is, how upbeat the show is, and how steadfast we have been in our conviction that Donald Trump is the real deal. He really is a patriot who really has saved our future. We can't say that in past tense. He's saving. Better term there, folks. We're only in the four months in, And he is saving our future and our descendants' future. And that brings me right back to his words yesterday. For the next 1,000 years. I guess that's 250 presidential administrations into the future. Two of them will be his. And the lines are open at 800-313-9443. So if you want to get a call in, you can do that. Let's go to let's go to another good one. Give Pat Buchanan another chance to redeem himself. After the Confederates, who's next? And he said this. For a century, I'm skipping here, folks. For a century, Americans lived comfortably with the honoring, North and South, of the men who fought on both sides. But today's America is not the magnanimous country we grew up in. Now, again, I don't mean to be a nitpicker with Pat Buchanan, but yes, Pat, today's America is the magnanimous country we grew up in. Our part of it, Pat. And there is no such thing as America, one solid thing. There are several Americas now, and that's what Donald Trump has. And that's, I thought, what Pat Buchanan was going to point out when he said breakup of the West. I thought he was talking about the fact that our society is fissuring. It's breaking apart. And the fault line is this fault line of patriotism. For those of us who are patriots, we are the same magnanimous country we've always been. And we do honor the heroes North and South, as we always did. And that's why our outrage is so real at that part of the country that does things like holding up a chopped off head image of Donald Trump today, or takes down the beautiful monument to Robert E. Lee in New Orleans, or the equestrian monument to General Beauregard, and wants to tear down the great monument and tomb of Nathan Bedford Forrest in Memphis, and on throughout the South, and even other places like Maryland, which was actually a slave state and actually wanted to secede. And Lincoln, I think Lincoln surrounded the Maryland legislature with Union troops. And
he did, and he occupied Baltimore and did all sorts of very interesting things. Maryland absolutely would have seceded.
Yeah. So then he says, since the 1960s, there has arisen an ideology that holds that the Confederacy was the moral equivalent of Nazi Germany, and those who fought under its battle flag should be regarded as traitors or worse. Thus, in New Orleans, statues of Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederate States of America, and Robert E. Lee were just pulled down. And a statue was underway to take down the statue of Andrew Jackson, hero of the Battle of New Orleans and president of the United States, which stands in Jackson Square there. And he says, but if Jackson and James Knox Polk, who added the Southwest and California to the United States, by the way, I'll include also not just that, also Oregon and Washington, James K. Polk added, to the United States after the Mexican-American War were slave owners, so too were four of our first five presidents. This includes the father of our country, George Washington, the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, and the author of our Constitution, James Madison. Not only are the likenesses of Washington and Jefferson carved on Mount Rushmore, the two Virginians are honored with two of the most magnificent monuments and memorials in Washington, D.C. Behind this remorseless drive to blast the greatest names from America's past off of public buildings and to tear down their statues and monuments is an egalitarian extremism rooted in envy and hate. Bingo, you got that right, Pat Buchanan. We'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to
go. We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And George sent a message to the engineer. In the year 2525. The engineer came up with that yesterday, folks, when we quoted Donald Trump's emphatic 1,000 years from now. The next 1,000 years. That's, those were his words. If the engineer does come up with that, that'll be super. And that does put us out, George. Let's see. That'll puts us out to the year 3017. So fits right in with that song. Yeah, let me write that down.
It's worth bringing up and thinking. People on our side, you know, when we were in the deepest bowels of the Obama years, our side was saying, let's break up the United States as fast as we can. Well, Trump has changed that. I don't think that's appropriate anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a bitter argument. And every one of my favorite periodicals sticks to it, says, nope, Donald Trump is still... You know, we should ignore him. He's not one of us. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah. Well, certainly. And write this all down here. Donald Trump's going to have another demonstration of what he really is, that he is the real deal. It'll be tomorrow, folks. And we'll cover it right here. Let's see. Wait, it won't be tomorrow. 31 days in May. It'll be the day after tomorrow. On June 1st, Donald Trump will be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Big, big crowd of folks just like you who do believe that Donald Trump is the real deal. And let me tell you, it really affects Donald Trump. When he's in front of a crowd, think about it. Come on. He's in front of 30,000 roaring people who sound just like the folks who listen to this show. You don't think that vibration gets back to Donald Trump? It certainly does. And this is happening in all over the country, in every city, these huge crowds. It's going to go on for the next 8 years. And I don't know where Donald Trump, he could take it anywhere he wants. If he wanted to fill up Soldier Field, he could. Madison Square Garden would be easy. He's already doing that kind of thing.
I wanted him to go to Yankee Stadium, but anywhere. Yeah. He could pick any major stadium in the country, and he'd get 80,000 people in it easily.
Yes. And the sky's the limit, and we're going to see such crowds and such rallies. But June 1st, coming up, Cedar Rapids, we will cover that. And I think a better summary of what Donald Trump just did in Europe, the Middle East, is given here. This is a little clip. It's just a two-minute clip. I'm going to play it right now. It's on the whitehouse.gov website. And here it is. And, I don't know how Pat Buchanan mistook the way, Donald Trump, of course, he gave a pretty good smackdown to the establishment leaders of the European nations. But that wasn't a repudiation of our European cousins, Pat. That was a repudiation of these clowns who are the false leaders. These are the people who are the counterpart to Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or George Bush Jr. These are
very
the
much. He did something else, James, when he was beating up the NATO and telling all these leaders that they're not doing their fair share. He was also, at least indirectly, giving a good swift kick to EU right between the goalposts.
Yeah, exactly. And that's very badly needed. That's not a breakup of the West, Pat. That is a dismantling of what Steve Bannon calls dismantling the administrative state. That's a dismantling globalism. Which, surely, Pat Buchanan, you've set yourself against that. Donald Trump is dismantling their baby, globalism, in the EU. And he's very much supporting the Marine Le Pens and the other nationalist leaders up and coming.
He's got Angie Merkel all twisted up like a pretzel. For her to have to go on the air and go, well, it looks like we're going to have to go it alone. Come on. That should be the political end of Angie right there.
Yeah, and of course she's only talking about herself. She is going to have to go it alone. Europe isn't. Got a little break right here, and then I'm going to come back with Donald Trump himself and your calls. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth.
Okay, we're back, folks.
Wow. Inspirational flower power music, James.
Yeah. And I was looking it up, you know. Hey, gosh, that was 1969. I was 21 years. Well, see, when that hit number one, yes, I had just turned 21. And I was born in 1948. But my gosh, the things that were going on, talking about making America great again. Let me tell you. My generation, we did fly off the rails in the 60s, no question about it. And that song, though, and that song, there's some pretty screwy lyrics later on in that song. But interesting, I didn't know this about Zager, the people that recorded it, number one for 6 weeks. Nobody paid attention to the band. Zager and Evans, two Nebraska kids that met at Nebraska Wesleyan University, all their band members, drummer, everything else, they were all Nebraskans. So maybe one reason why they disappeared into oblivion in the Hollywood matrix there. They wouldn't have much of a chance, these Nebraskans. But anyway, The other interesting thing has happened in that year, 1969. Many of you in the audience there maybe weren't born yet. But on July 20th, that song was number one, 1969, when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin first landed on the moon. Wow. And then just a few weeks later, it was still number one on August 18th, 1969, when something else happened, very significant in American history, Woodstock. And the, my gosh, you know, what a bunch of things all happened at once there. And of course, Donald Trump, he's now 70 years old, so he was 23 years old when all those things happened. And just getting his start, building his career, you know, having watched his dad, Fred Trump, build, you know, a pretty good business in on Long Island, not in Manhattan. It was that young Donald Trump who said, I know you don't want me to try it. You think it's a mistake. I'm going to take on Manhattan. And Donald Trump conquered Manhattan and made $10 billion in the process. Well, let's see. We've got a, speaking of the great Midwest and all that corn out there, you know, I'm a corn husker myself. Both my parents went to, they met at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. But boy, driving across Indiana, you never saw so much corn. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, good evening. Good evening, James, and good evening, George. I felt compelled to call in because you were talking about the positiveness of your program, and I wanted to bring up a victory today, which was very interesting. I don't know if you had mentioned it on your program, but you know, as you know, Sean Hannity has been under attack, and they're trying to remove him through all those various sub-organizations that George Soros finances. And they came pretty close, but they got one of the advertisers to withdraw their advertising, and that was USAA, which is a Military Officer Association. And I'm a member of that, as well as my brother and some of my other family members. And when we got the news last week, my brother's pretty high up in the chain of the Midwest Region 5 Military Officer Association, and myself, I have contacts. We started contacting people to start contacting USAA, to tell them quite frankly, and I was very blunt, I said, you know, I'll remove everything. You know, my house is insured through them. I have, you know, loans, and I've got my retirement funds, all kinds of things through them. And I said, I'll just pull everything out. And that we got a lot of other people to do the same thing. Well, my wife sent me a very interesting text today that USAA has now restored all its commercials with Sean Hannity.
Beautiful. The highlight.
Very good news. So there is power, you know. And I'm going to follow this up because go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, pardon me. I want you to go ahead and continue. But before I forget, when you mention USAA, let me add my voice. I am insured by USAA. And,
oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
George is too. I have almost everything in USAA. And I am not pleased that they were slighting my patriotic friend, Mr. Hannity.
So let us, now, if the word is that you, the folks at USAA have restored their accounts with Sean Hannity, then hear, hear, and congratulations for making the right choice. But if anybody has any doubts there, let us, we'll put our voice in here and our shoulder to the wheel, Joe, that if anybody at USAA wants to think again about withdrawing their support and their advertising from Sean Hannity. That's right. I will gladly, on the airwaves here, I'll be really tough on USAA, and I'll urge people to drop their accounts. So,
great. I will definitely keep you informed. I'll let you know, because part of the follow-up that my wife had sent me was that they're going to reconsider the way they approach their advertisers or how they handle their advertisers. So I don't know if the game is over yet, but I'm going to do some follow up and let them know that shame on them. They should know about who's funding these so-called groups that are putting pressure on them to withdraw their advertising. But you know, I'll tell you what, it was really interesting how a lot of military guys came forward. But I'll let you know, okay, James, and we can keep the pressure up.
Yes, and we'll call this Operation Carrot and Stick. So right now, it looks like the carrot is out. It looks like somebody has made a right call at USAA. So Operation Carrot is in action, and we'd want to congratulate the folks at USAA on, you know, well done, attaboy on that. But anybody, whoever it was that was making the wrong call, if they gain the upper hand again, well, then we go back to Operation Stick.
Yeah, to stick, exactly. There's one of the old sayings that my surgical instructor used to say. He had 10 idioms, you know, of survival. One of them was scratch a good dog behind the ear and kick a bad dog in the ass. So I think that's one of the ones we'll be using in the future.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, Joe, that's incredible good news because, you know, this, that's great. You know, and Sean Hannity, if that'll start a trend. So one advertiser, you know, seeing the light when they feel the heat from their public, that will affect other advertisers. And this is a great defeat for the George Soros forces and all the other forces of evil that want to bring Sean Hannity down. And, you know, of course, and Sean Hannity, what a hero. There's a very small number of folks who, just like Senator Jeff Sessions, the only senator, the first senator to back Donald Trump back when, you know, I remember the night that we were doing this show and we caught wind of the fact that Jeff Sessions had endorsed Donald Trump. And right there in a rally, well, I remember it very well. We saw Donald Trump come up to the stage at a rally, and I think it was in Birmingham. It was either in Birmingham or Montgomery, and I think Birmingham. And he it might have been in Huntsville, but Jeff Sessions came up, and while he's standing at the podium there, he reaches into his jacket, and he pulls out I think it was a white Make America Great Again cap and pulls it down tight on his head, and the whole crowd goes wild, and because that was his endorsement. When he put that cap on, that was his endorsement of Donald Trump. And to that point, you know, it's amazing, no senator had endorsed Donald Trump. Amazing,
right?
All the other candidates had, you know, long lists of senators and representatives who had endorsed them. Donald Trump was just all by himself. The only thing he had supporting him were us patriots.
True. Well, it was a great day, and it really is the power of the pen, and I really applaud people. Apparently, from the article I read, a lot of people from the USAA had called in, you know, and apparently they made similar comments about what they were going to do, and I must have put a jolt into them, and that's very good news. I'm really glad to hear that, and I'll keep you guys abreast of what happens.
Yeah, I'll be calling my USAA adjuster tomorrow because I got T-boned in an intersection 3 weeks ago. I got T-boned by someone who ran a red light, and quite a shocking experience. My first accident in my life, and so I'm in that process right now. But I'll be talking to my adjuster at USAA, and I'll ask to be transferred to some supervisor or senior person so I can put in my message in Operation Carrot. Thanking USAA.
Operation Carrot is underway. I will do that tomorrow. I'm going to do a follow-up. But thank you very much, and I'll follow up if I hear anything or if I'm told anything. Well, good night, gentlemen. You have a great program, as usual.
Well, okay, Joe, thank you so much. That was a super point.
Hey, Joe.
And, folks, I never connected the dots there. I was mentioning Jeff Sessions, the first senator to endorse Donald Trump. Well, I was trying to connect the dot to Sean Hannity. Very small number of big, big names in the media endorsed Donald Trump. Sean Hannity is one. Lou Dobbs is another. And a very, very short list. And Sean Hannity is at the very top of that list. So, you know, very important that we defend Sean Hannity. And whatever he does, whatever happens to Sean Hannity, if he goes to another network, if he starts another network, whatever happens, if his show gets transferred to 3 a.m. in the morning, well, we'll all be tuning in at 3 a.m.
Well, James, I'm ready. I don't trust anything that comes out of Fox News, and they were the major drumbeater for, you know, blowing up Iraq and giving George Bush anything he wants. I think they reluctantly went along with Trump because Trump was good copy and they could read the tea leaves, and they did. And now the two little Rupert's little boys over there,
yes,
they only know what side their bread's buttered on. If they're not going to go left, then they'll get run out of the, you know, someone else is going to take it over.
Yes.
So yeah, I can't wait for our new network. Still tearing my hair out. You know, it's fun to be alternative, but I'm tired of being alternative. I want to be mainstream.
Right. And there's no mystery, folks, as to what happened at Fox. Roger Ailes had very patriotic sensibilities. Roger Ailes built Fox based on a right-wing model that included Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs and others. And it was a very successful model. He made more money for Rupert Murdoch, and now that network, minus Roger Ailes, is making lots of money for Laughlin and James Murdoch. But they're liberals, they're leftists, and they don't like owning something that they disagree with. So they're willing really to cut off their own noses to spite their own faces, and lose a lot of money by reshaping Fox. You know, they want to do this. I don't know whether they will be able to do it. But if you're wondering what's the mystery here, we've got right wing people on Fox, and you know, got good guys like Sean Hannity, and yet the ownership is not good. So how did this happen? Well, Roger Ailes made money for Rupert Murdoch is what it boiled down to. And so Ailes taking it to the right to make money, Murdoch letting him do that, his sons not willing so much to let him do that. Now,
I'll be quick, but this follows, you know, well-worn early in the 20th century. Well, the New York Times and the Washington Compost, they were heavy-duty right-wing newspapers, and lots of them were. And one by one, they all went down. You know, they did good things, and they, you know, beat the drum so we would fight our wars in Korea and in World War II. But, you know, the Katharine Graham family, and it took over the Post and made it ultra-leftist, commie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now you can't find a single patriotic paper anywhere in the country. So, you know, this is consistent with that theme.
Yes, it is. Now, speaking of the theme of 2025 and Xavier and Evans, all Nebraska boys, the whole band at Nebraska Wesleyan, which is right there, my folks at University of Nebraska at Lincoln, which is really, you could say, sort of where I came from. You could say the seeds came from Lincoln, Nebraska, out in those cornfields. Well, here we have from Nebraska, Haas. You're on the air, Haas.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
How's the corn? Haas. How's the corn doing?
That's about 6 inches tall right now.
All right.
I got all my corn in this year, so I'm good to go.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I love that corn growing. You know, when it really gets going, you know, they say that if, you know, in the night, middle of the night, when it's really, really growing, You can just about hear it growing.
Oh yeah, well, I called in. I don't know if you guys talked about this or even seen it, but I was scrolling through my Facebook news feed and I saw this picture of Kathy Griffin, who I didn't know who that was, but she was holding a facsimile of Donald Trump's head, like she decapitated him.
Right. Like ISIS style.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matt Drudge has it up on his, you know, at the top of his page, and Breitbart has it at the top of their page. And yeah this is another.
I don't know how something like that is legal, or I don't know if it's legal, but I mean that's just distasteful and disgusting. So,
well, you know, this goes. I think this comes under the heading of Operation Boomerang. Everything the left is doing now is boomeranging. So having Kathy Griffin, I hadn't heard of her either. You know, what a dope she is. But the having these media stars, in ironic quotes, do things like that is not working for the left. They're not used to losing. So they don't have a game plan for losing or for how to defend. So they do stupid things like that boomerang on them, like these idiots in the Austin Capitol You know, there was a guy who threatened. He threatened a patriotic legislator, you know, threatened his life, and the legislator.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I wish he would have done something. Because he could have used his concealed carry and proved a point.
Well, but, yeah, he said, if you threaten me with a gun, I'll shoot you. And but the people in the gallery, they were an even bigger story. These are illegals, and they're up there hooting and hollering and disrupting business, demanding that they be allowed their sanctuary city and in Austin and elsewhere. And I love it that a legislator just picked up his cell phone and called ICE and said, come on over here, bring the buses, bring the handcuffs. And wow. Yeah, go ahead, Haas.
I mean, I think that would have been awesome. I mean, to have that on live television of a bunch of illegal people. I don't care if you're Mexican or whatever. If you're an illegal German citizen, I don't think you should be here either. So, there you go. I mean, one of my best friends in the Army married a Czech girl, and she overstayed her visa. And when he joined the Army, and then they tried to come back to the United States would allow her back in for a year because of she overstayed her visa and violated our laws, which kind of sucked because it made paperwork kind of a pain in the ass. But
yeah, well, those days of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and people like that, making it really hard for Europeans to get into the country that their people founded, making it really hard, for a German to get into the U.S. and making it really hard for a South African, European to get into the U.S. and making it super easy. That's one of the stories that's out today. You'll see it on Breitbart and Drudge, is that the numbers are coming in. People are leaking out the fact that Barack Obama, well, they're not leaking it out, they're reporting finally that Barack Obama was allowing in MS-13 gangs, knowingly springing them out of jail. Go ahead, Haas.
Yep. Well, I don't know much more, but I'll be sure to give you the weekly corn report. How about that until it's done?
Yeah. Wow. I don't mean to, spot you or where you are or anything like that, but I love Nebraska. I'm just wondering what corner of Nebraska you're in.
The Northeast.
Northeast, okay. All right.
I live 5 minutes away from Yankton, South Dakota. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're close neighbors.
When I joined the Army, people always wanted to know if that's all we do out in Nebraska is grow corn. I said, that's what we do. corn Huskers. We're not anything else. We're not like the Buckeyes. We don't do that. We don't grow Buckeyes. We grow corn. So,
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful state, Nebraska, and beautiful, beautiful people.
Yes, it is.
Well
take care and have a wonderful night.
All right, Haas. Thank you. That makes me think of a Merle Haggard song. Is it Merle Haggard? Yeah, the fight inside of me. And he uses that term Haas in there. He says, but when you're running down my country, Haas, you're walking on the fight inside of me. I wonder if Haas got his nickname that way. Let's see here. Let's go to another story here. I know what I wanted to play. Donald Trump. Here he is. Let me see if I have this for you coming up. I think this is a better summary than our very good friend Pat Buchanan had on the European and Middle Eastern trip. Here it is. 2 minutes of Donald Trump.
Arabia, to Israel, to NATO, to the G7, we made extraordinary gains on this historic trip to advance the security and prosperity of the United States, our friends and our allies. We paved the way for a new era of cooperation among the nations of the world to defeat the common enemy of terrorism and provide our children with a much more hopeful future. I was deeply encouraged to hear from the leaders of many Muslim and Arab nations that they are ready to take on a greater role in combating terrorism and providing young Muslims in their region with a future of safety and a future of opportunity.
Let me stop it right there. I didn't set the stage. Where and when is all of this happening? Donald Trump, at the end of when the G7 was concluded in Taormina, Sicily, he went to the Naval Air Station at Sigonella, nearby, just next door. And instead of talking to the press, that, you know, what other previous presidents have done is they brought the press together and then they'd do a summary speech on what the mission had accomplished. Donald Trump gave them a thumb in the eye. And instead, he went to talk to our servicemen at the Naval Air Station to summarize his trip for them and their families. And to hell with the press. It was beautiful. What a beautiful symbolic move. So he's standing in front of a huge American flag. Remember the movie Patton with Patton portrayed as standing in front of a huge American flag. That's exactly what this scene is. Donald Trump's in front of the American flag. And just like Patton, talking to the troops, describing his trip. And then you'll hear he's had his staff put music in the background to give it a little bit of that epic drama. But just to tell you what a great speaker this man is, this is a live speech he's giving in front of servicemen. This is not a professionally, you know, done a video or audio recording. Let's go back to it so you know what the scene is here. Here he resumes in front of that big American flag with all those Naval Air Station personnel in front of him.
I went to Jerusalem, where I reaffirmed our unbreakable bond with the state of Israel. I was awed by the majesty and beauty of the Holy Land and the faith and reverence of the devoted people who live there. All children from all faiths deserve a future of hope and peace. In Rome, I was inspired by the beauty and even more inspired by meeting with Pope Francis. Then I traveled to two summits, first at a NATO summit in Brussels, where we agreed to improve the burden sharing among members of our alliance and to further confront the shared threat of terrorism. Next, I attended the G7. I laid out my vision for economic growth and fair trade and support of good-paying jobs. And I called for much greater security and cooperation on matters of both terrorism, immigration, migration, to protect our citizens. We concluded a truly historic week for our country. We traveled the world to strengthen long-standing alliances and to form a new partnership among nations devoted to the task of eradicating the terrorism that plagues our planet. And I am now more hopeful than ever in the possibility that nations of many faiths, many religions, and from many regions can join together in a common cause.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey, James.
We won't be right back. We'll be right back tomorrow. Hey, that was a good way to close. And he did finish right on the dot. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Bill.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.